Zion United Church of Christ in Marion. Pastor John is in the studio with me right now.
Good morning, Ken. Thanks for letting us be here. I appreciate it.
You know what? I need to thank you because you brought me some authentic German cuisine today. What have you laid out in front of me here?
Breakfast here. I have Estimaze, German potato salad. We've got an applewurst, a bratwurst, and some wonderful German mustard, stone ground mustard. And actually, this is all Illinois stuff.
Okay.
We have a wonderful butcher shop that works with us. We have the mustard is from Rock Island, Illinois. It's where I grew up. It's my favorite. It's wonderful stuff.
Great. I'm undoing everything right now. When I saw you walk in here with a cooler, your Coleman cooler, and I knew we were talking about Oktoberfest, I was like, yes, this is going to be fun. So this is the German potato salad, right?
Yeah, Esta May is a member of our church, Esta May Fowler, and that's her recipe. Pretty wonderful stuff.
Oh, heavens.
Yeah, and there's bacon involved and some wonderful vinegar and some sugar and beautiful potatoes, and it'll light your heart up.
This is lighting my world up today. This is awesome. You know, this is a big-time deal on Saturday. Yes, I know it is September 30th, but we're going to kick off October with Oktoberfest this Saturday. And for folks who don't know, Pastor John, tell us exactly where this is going to be at, what time, when do we need to be there?
Yeah, it's at Zion United Church of Christ. We are downtown Marion. Okay. We are on Cherry and Vicksburg. You'll see us, giant tents on the property. You'll hear the music. You certainly will smell these wonderful sausages cooking. We also have smoked pork chops, and we have Black Forest cake. We've got strudel. We have German applesauce. This is a big day, big deal for us. It helps us fund the ministry and mission programs that we believe in and in the community. We're very active in Habitat for Humanity, Boynton Street. We're involved with the Honor Flight for Veterans. These are the kind of stuff we really believe in, being a community partner. You said it was Good Neighbor Day today. That's what Zion sees itself as, a neighbor. We're a small church that does the work of a cathedral, is what I tell my folks all the time. I'm so proud of them.
I'm telling you what, this is the real deal. You actually have a real German band coming down, the Waterloo German Band, which is kind of like the Low Cash Cowboys of the German music world.
Absolutely. Okay. They are the local band no matter where they go.
Yeah.
And they've been around since 1939. Of course, generations of players have been a part of it. We're really honored that they're willing to come and join us in our celebration. It's a big deal. So we start at 11 a.m.
Okay.
And we go to 3. We've got food. We've got soft drinks. We got all kinds of German beers for people to try out on the old churchyard. So does it taste all right to you?
Oh, my goodness.
My neighbors were wondering what I was doing this morning.
You're out grilling like at 6 in the morning.
Absolutely.
There's never a bad time to grill. What is this? Is this the regular
bratwurst? That is an applewurst you got right there. Yep.
I've never had an applewurst.
Yeah, it's just simply a finer ground sausage, and it has a little bit of the apple seasonings in it. And then the bratwurst, the other one, is a coarse ground sausage. Really dynamite stuff.
You know what? Y'all, get to this on Saturday. It's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Folks could go over here before they go to the football game.
Absolutely. Yeah. One other thing I want to tell you is that we've got all kinds of wonderful prizes. Mm-hmm. We've got a TV set, a 4K TV that we're raffling off. We have a fishing kayak, which is really cool. It's got, of course, the kayak setup, but it has your holders for the fishing poles and your nets and experience. That's great. We also have got some wonderful cornhole games that one of my friends has made. It's a Cardinals one, and there's a Cubs one.
So to keep everybody happy.
Absolutely. There's a certain reality we live here in Southern Illinois.
Yeah.
We also we have a very cool thing is we will have a German market where you can taste all kinds of different German sausages and order them to take home next week. So if you're one of those folks that are in love with that German heritage, German food, please come, because we'll have the access to get some of the best products in Illinois.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll have all of this information up on our Facebook. This is with the Zion United Church of Christ in Marion. Definitely a good neighbor for folks here in Southern Illinois. And they're doing this right there on the parking lot. Is this the one over by the Hub?
We are right behind the Hub. We've been there 130 years.
There you go.
But we are, used to be the little German church. We are neither little or German in the everyday sense of the word. But on Saturday, we are full out German.
Okay, so All this will be right there on our Facebook. And if you want to find out more, go to zucc.org or find the Zion United Church of Christ on Facebook. It's going to be a fun time. Well, I'm going to play some music before Aunt Verna gets in here so that I can just enjoy this applewurst and bratwurst. You and this German potato salad. I thought I've had potato salad before. Holy fire. And it's got bacon in it, which is like, it's like breakfast, really.
It is. Thanks to Estime for that one.
Thank you, Estime. God love you. It's 7:30 this morning. Pastor John, thank you for coming in, bro.
Oh, I'm grateful for thank you for inviting
you
us.
You really know how to come in on a radio show. You bring in some grilled meats and some potato salad. Sure, come on in. Kent and the Country Morning Show here today. Glad to have you on board. Pastor John's going to make the radio circuit here at River Radio. Everybody's going to be just in such a wonderful mood today. But make sure it's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for Oktoberfest over there this Saturday at the Zion United Church of Christ. Time for a check of the news, and Robert has that right now. Hey, man.
Hi, good morning.